Can I get it? Oh yeah. Welcome to the Podcast Town Throwdown, where we help you get better at the craft of podcasting, grow your audience, and make cash from your show. I'm your host, Elzy, the mayor of Podcast Town. Let's get to it.
We help you launch, grow, and maximize.
All right, Robert, first of all, thank you so much for taking some time out to share with us your knowledge and your wisdom. But before we get into anything, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah. Come on. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man. That is as good as I expected. That's awesome. You know, I should start giving out oh yeah awards, and that has to be the front runner.
Yeah, so glad to be here, brother.
So we like to get right to it on Throwdown. So why don't you tell us about your podcast?
My podcast, this is actually my fifth podcast, but my current podcast is called the What's My Story podcast. And the premise behind that is having people share pivotal moments in their lives that allowed them to be able to navigate to the success that they have now.
Okay, so I have to ask, your fifth podcast, are you still currently doing the other four, or last one an iteration of the previous?
No. I change seasons sometimes. I think in the podcast realm, sometimes we feel forced to continue something past its usefulness or its life cycle. And sometimes, you know, you got to stop. And in some cases, you set a deadline where you stop. There was one podcast where I said, I'm doing 100 episodes. And we did 100 episodes. And on episode 100, we had celebration. And then we moved to the next day.
That's a really good thing to talk about. And I don't want to spend too much time on it, but talk about that a little bit. There's seasons for everything, right? How do you know when it's time to stop?
Well, several ways. Number one, you may not feel like doing it anymore. if it's not, I mean, at the end of the day, life is too short. You got to have joy, right? And if this thing, it's feeling like a forced job, then it's not bringing you the joy. And that's going to show up. If you don't have the joy, it's going to show up in what you do. So if you're feeling like that, then don't do it anymore. Number two, if you don't have content that is relevant to your audience anymore, maybe your audience has grown, maybe you've grown, and you don't have something that connects with your audience and you don't want to force that square peg into a round hole anymore, listen, it's time to open up or explore something new. And those are two things. I mean, I could go into a whole lot of stuff, but those are the two big ones that I'll stop with.
You know, the thing that I love about podcasting is it so mirrors business that it's not even funny, right? Everything you just said is applicable to business as well. But podcasting can be work, and you're right. When it becomes not fun anymore, don't do it. Like the older the wiser I get, the more I don't do things that aren't fun anymore. Like if it's not fun, right. And by fun I don't mean woo, this is my favorite thing to do. I mean, if it doesn't give me that joy, I just stop. And I was sitting on a ton of boards and a lot of different stuff, and that it wasn't giving me joy. And so I stopped and I didn't do it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, fun doesn't necessarily mean it's not going to be hard work, right? Because the whole idea of a podcast, a lot of people have this thought process, the field of dreams process, I call it. If you build it, they will come, right? And then you put this podcast out there into the ether, the interwebs, and you're like, nobody's listening. Oh my gosh, I failed. They don't like me, right? There's some work that happens with that. There's some stuff that you got to do. But if you show up behind the mic and you're literally in the middle talking to a guest or talking to somebody and you're like, man, I don't want to be here. you got to get out of there. Stop.
Ladies
and gentlemen, it's been a good show. I'll see you.
Sign number one.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I know you have a lot of these, but try to narrow it down to one.
Yeah.
One thing, moment that's happened to you because of your podcast? I call it podcast rain. So tell me about one instance of podcast rain that has happened for you.
Man, you're right. There are a lot of them. I'll go back to one of my earliest. I was able to interview, I don't know if you've heard of Zig Ziglar, the motivational speaker. I was able to interview his son, Tom Ziglar, simply because I invited him to be on my podcast. I probably would not have been able to have that regular conversation with him on Twitter or say, hey, can I call you for 10 minutes? That probably wouldn't have happened, but I was able to invite him to have a conversation early on in my podcasting career. And that was like my first podcast. And that was a huge accomplishment for me.
Very cool. You hit on a couple of these points earlier, but a lot of people who listen to this show are, they're already podcasting, but they're listening to this show because they want to grow. They want to get better. They want to improve. How do you get better at podcasting?
It's like anything else. I mean, you've got to identify a goal. So recently we just had the Olympics and there was a big throwdown or whatever about Sha'Carri Richardson, right? So if you think about sprinters or you think about people in track and field, they have people that they admire or they aspire to be like or to surpass or whatever. They've got models. So hers was Florence Griffith Joyner, FloJo, right? So who is your podcast hero? Who is the podcast model or the podcast host that you look at and you say, yeah, not that you need to be exactly like them, but you see what they've accomplished and what they've done. And you're saying, okay, I need to reverse engineer that. Let me break that down. Let me see how I can get to that point or even surpass it using my special superhero-ness or my special gift.
That's good stuff. And just so you know, I'll give you credit for this for the first couple of times, but then I'm totally going to steal this, your podcast hero. I love that.
Yeah. Love it.
Talk a little bit more about the mindset, right? We're talking about how do you get better as a podcaster? How do you grow? But there's this mindset that I've come across where people are comfortable where they are. They don't feel like they need to grow. How do you, or what advice would you have for people to get out of that mindset and to approach it with a growth mindset?
I can't help that person, honestly. If you are doing this or you're doing anything and you don't feel like you need to grow, my energy cannot be spent in convincing you otherwise. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. What's your why behind all of this? And your why could be a lot of different things. Your why could be, I want to be famous. And that's okay. Your why could be, I want to increase my wealth. And that's okay. Your why could be, listen, I just want to have conversations with great people. Or your why could be, listen, I'm trying to grow a business and I'm trying to get the cheat code. I'm trying to life hack this thing, right? And that's one of the things that podcasting does. You're trying to work hard and go to the library and get books. But if you're able to have conversations with people who have been there, done that, amazing people, influencers, just like you're doing, you're sitting here, I'm talking and you're writing stuff down. And that might be stuff that you're saying, okay, that's a good follow-up question. Let me write that down. That may be what you're doing. But I've been on podcasts where somebody's talking. I'm like, ooh, that's so good. And I write the note. I'm like, yeah, I need to implement this immediately. And so your podcast guests, I mean, first of all, understand your why, but your podcast guests are almost, it's like your own personal advisory board sometimes, or your own mentorship team that you have access to because you decided to invest into a podcast.
Funny quick story. I had a side hustle for the better part of 15 years, working my day job, trying to, you know, transition out. And I knew that I was stuck. And my podcast was literally the thing that gave me, to your point, the insights, the concepts, the knowledge, and the things that I needed to get over the hump. So that you hit the nail on the head with that, for sure. So I've had people on the show, Robert, and some of them are great at this next game. Mm-hmm. Some of them not so much. On a scale from 0 to 5, let's say, in trivia, would you say you're a solid 3 or what? Give me some hints as to what I can expect out of this next segment.
I'm pi, brother. I'm a solid 3.14 infinity. Listen, I'm pi. That's for the math majors in the room. Yeah.
Well, got it. Let's check that out. Let's play a little trivia.
Yeah.
Who runs Podcast Town? All right, Robert, I am going to give you 6 categories to choose from. Arts, general, science, history, geography, or entertainment. Which one would you like?
Oh, anyone?
Anyone.
Let's go science. Let's go science.
Science. Okay. I am notoriously bad at pronouncing things. So I'm just going to put that out there ahead of time. So the question is, what is a natural loofah made of? What is a natural loofah made of?
A natural loofah? Let's go general. No. It is a, wow. I was going to say it feels like corals, but I think it's like a fruit. I don't remember. I think it comes from a fruit. I don't remember.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, that's my final answer. Come on. Yeah.
You got that one. All right. Let's do one more. Arts, general, history, geography, or entertainment?
Let's go general.
All right, general. What vegetable is found in dishes served Florentine style?
Florentine style.
What vegetable is found in dishes served Florentine style?
Wow. Dude, I have no idea. Like, call it chili. Like pepper. I don't know.
Spinach.
Spinach. Wow.
Yeah, the thing I love about this, Robert, is these are completely random, and a lot of times I don't even know the answer before it comes up. So
that, they very much are fun. Random. That was random.
Yeah. All right. So one of the questions, and we talked a little bit about it before, and it's the question that every podcaster on the face of the planet wants to know: how do you grow your audience?
Wow. And the thing is, it depends. There's not really one solid answer. It really depends on personality. It depends on where you're starting. It depends on your topic or your content. Because if your topic is business related, if it's corporate related, then your audience will not grow in the same way as if you're getting people upset like Joe Rogan. Right. So you've got to, again, go back to your why. What is your reason for doing the podcast? And I suppose the biggest answer is getting it in front of the people that listen to it or that are interested in that information. You can go to reddit.com, and Reddit has a lot of different threads known as subreddits. And you'll go in there, and whatever your topic or your content, your subject matter is, if you type in that word in there, you'll find people talking about that thing. What are the questions that they're asking? What conversations are they having? Okay, if you find that out, and then part of one of your answers or part of one of your pieces of conversations or contributions is, hey, I had a podcast episode that talked about this very thing. Then those are some organic ways of beginning to grow your podcast. But again, the big answer or the main answer is you've got to expose your podcast in places where people who care about that stuff are.
How do you get value from your show?
I get value from every show. I get value simply by getting to know new people, because I found out very early on, I don't like to do solo podcast episodes. I much prefer the interview podcast style. I mean, although there are times where I'm like, yeah, I'm burning on this thing. I got to talk about this one thing. And so I do that. But I get main value from interviewing guests, starting to have different relationships with people. And there are people that I have conversation with, clients that have hired me, things that have happened, people that have purchased products simply because they were on my podcast, or we've had relationships and they interviewed me or introduced me to somebody else that they knew needed my expertise.
Robert, you seem like a pretty stand-up, honest guy. This next segment is called Truth and Lies. So essentially, what you're going to do is you're going to tell me three things about yourself. Two of them are going to be true, and one of them, Robert, you are going to lie to me.
Yeah.
Give me a second, and then we'll play. All right, hit me.
All right, three things.
Yes.
Number one, I've been to jail.
Okay.
Number two, I'm 6'5".
Okay.
And number three, I have owned 4 businesses.
So let me see here. I am going to say you definitely strike me as the type who is has owned multiple businesses. So I'm going to say that's true. I'm just trying to look at you here. Since we're on video, that's a tough one because you are sitting down in the jail. You're good. I don't know. Let's see. I am going to say the lie is you are not 6'5".
Bro, you're good. Yeah. I'm 5'11".
Me too. So I'm sitting there trying to look at your proportions, like, wait a minute, he looks like he's about the same height as I am.
Yeah. So I mean, like, and a lot, when I tell people that, they're like, "You've been in jail, bro?" Yeah, you know, it was a little thing. I told a lie to a cop because my license was suspended, and I spent about 30 minutes in a jail cell.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it for sure.
Yeah. You know, I was young. It was, you know, early 20s. You know, kind of silly, but.
So, Robert, thank you so much for sharing your insights and wisdom. And I know that when people listen to the show, they're going to grow because of the tools and the tips that you've given.
Yeah.
If people want to reach out to you, learn more about what you do, listen to your show, or to just say hi, how can they do that?
There are a lot of easy ways to do that. I have really tried to keep things simple. Robert Kennedy 3 is my handle on every social media channel, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. I was trying to get it on TikTok, but some dude stole it and he's not been even active in like 6 years. So I'm trying to reach out to the TikTok gods to see if they can work in my favor. my website is robertkennedy3.com. And if you want to get connected with me, actually, here's how you can get connected with me. I've got a great resource I want to share with people. If you are a speaker, if you are somebody who wants to become a better storyteller online, and you want to get some frameworks for that, text 21Q, 21Q as in 21 questions. There's a document, there's a download I'll share with you. Text it to me. And the number is 410-936-4049. Okay. And that's not some automated bot. That's me. I will respond. So text 21Q to 410-936-4049.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that resource.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the podcast Town Throwdown. There are 3 ways you can support the show. You can become a patron, you can buy some swag, or you can become an advertising partner. Make sure you follow us on our socials, rate and review the show, and finally join our podcasters community. Till next time, keep growing.